Louis XIV, so powerful he took his name from the sun itself. So dominant, he made the haughtiest aristocrats bend to his will. So insatiable that no one mistress could satisfy his desires. Throughout a long and turbulent life, Louis sought magnificence in all things. He strived for it in love, in battle, and in art. But above all, he wanted magnificence here at Versailles, by creating a building so spectacular it would outshine any palace on earth. Taken from intimate memoirs and official records, this is the story of how a king's obsession created one of the wonders of the world. It started in a swamp. It was here, in a stretch of mosquito-infested marshland, that Louis, the 27-year-old King of France, decided to construct his new palace, near a small and unremarkable country town called Versailles. His courtiers were far from impressed. Louis had a sentimental reason for choosing Versailles. It was the site of his father's old hunting lodge, and as a boy, he'd played and hunted here. As a monarch with absolute power, Louis wasn't used to being told what to do, and he didn't much like it. From the outset, Louis was thinking big. He started by hiring the greatest architect of the age, Louis Laveau, to transform the hunting lodge into the palace of his dreams.